all right? How's your husband this morning, all right?
Oh, he's fine, he's fine. I'm going to school down here, and we really live in Dallas. And yeah. So he's in Dallas, and I'm down here. Mm-hmm. He called me this morning, and he's just sort of missing.
Yeah, bet.
We get to see each other on the weekends. But it's kind of hard to get along, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, what we were talking about was buildings that you find on a farm. And you mentioned barn and
corn cribs.
Yeah.
Cottonseed bins.
Yeah. Is the corn crib a separate building or is that?
No, it not necessarily. They we had hay. You put hay in them sometime. But most places we just stack it up. Put a tarpaulin over it, hay, grain, hay, and then use it. We always stacked it down close to the corral fence. Just come out there and pitch a bundle over the fence.
Was the corral like right next to the barn?
Had a shed where they team get in out of shelter and stuff.
Did you ever have a separate building where you store grain?
Well, not where we were. We had to use all of our stuff, you know, in one roof, under one roof.
What do you call the upper part of the barn where you put, I don't know, I guess you put hay and stuff?
Loft.
Okay. Sometimes people used to pile hay up outside the barn.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. What do you call it, big thing?
Well, it's a hay rack and also a stack hay out there.
Uh-huh.
They want to stack it away, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they just stack it away and put a tarp over, you know, to keep the rain getting rotting it out.
When you stack hay like that, is it already in bales or is it just loose?
Sometimes it's stacked in bundles, but mostly loose. And then if it's stacked loose, you got a hay baler when you want to bale it. You have a hay baler.
Yeah.
And just bale it.
You know, the last time I drove down here from Dallas, I saw the strangest thing. Now, you may have seen this, but I've never seen it. I've always seen, you know, square bales. Like
yeah.
This. And I saw these big round things.
Yeah, they bale it round now.
Yeah. And they're huge. They look like they'd be real heavy. And I had never seen it.
Yeah.
Is that better, I wonder?
They seem to think it's better now. I don't know why. I think it's easier. Because when you bale it, you got to tie it with a baling wire.
Yeah.
Put two wires around it, a lot of them things break. And baling wire is hard to get, but seeming like they tied with something. I don't know where they wrap that with wire or string.
Yeah.
You know, lots of places cut that stuff and bind it and tie it all at the same time.
Yeah, is that right?
It's
tied.
But you have to lay it out there on the ground and let it dry some. Otherwise, you stack it too green, it'll form a getting rotten and everything.
Did you ever, before they had hay balers, did you ever see it where they'd come along and put it just in little piles?
Windrows, yeah.
Yeah, what is that? Is that a whole? What is a windrow? Explain to me, because I don't know about this stuff.
Well, you cut this cane or hay, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
It's loose. And